Welcome to Career View. This is the podcast where we ask the questions you want to know when it comes to pursuing a career path. I'm your host, Josh DeGrandi, and I will ask questions on behalf of students across the country from secondary schools and universities of what they want to know when it comes to pursuing their dream job. For today's episode, we will be asking our top questions that have been submitted by students on our Career View website who are aspiring to become radiographers. To answer these very interesting questions, I'm joined by Libby Perricker, who works as a radiographer in the public sector and also has experience in the private sector. Libby's been a radiographer for 5 years and she's been performing x-rays, CT scans and has a lot of experience in a hospital environment. She's had experience in the emergency department as well as out in inpatients. Libby's really passionate about radiography, so I'm excited to hear her questions that have been asked by our students. So without further ado, let's hear from her and hear her answers to all the questions that have been asked. Libby, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm really excited to have you here today, and I think there's a lot of good questions that have been submitted by students. So I'm really looking forward to this session, and I think that there's going to be a lot of valuable insight that can be given to those who are interested in becoming radiographers. But before we get into that, anything new? Anything happening in your life right now that's worth mentioning before we jump into it?
My life is always interesting, but I'm kind of in between jobs at the moment, which would take me a little while to explain. So maybe we can save that one for later.
Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe maybe in one of these questions we'll get to the bottom of that. So yeah. That sounds good. Okay, well, look, in that case then, let's get into the questions. There's a few here that are some absolute fantastic questions. And look, I guess I'll start with the first question here and we'll go from there. So look, the first question that we have here today, Libby, is do you have to go to university to become a radiographer?
Yes, you do. In short, there's not all universities offer this degree, but I do know a few universities within Australia that offer it. Mm-hmm. I studied through Curtin University and it was a 4-year undergraduate degree and it's termed a Bachelor of Medical Radiation Science.
Okay, awesome. And how long did that take you to study?
Yeah, it took 4 years. 4 years is the absolute minimum for this degree.
Sure. Yep. Sure. Okay. And does that look like a structured course? Is it a 3-year bachelor's and then a 2-year master's? Is it what's sort of some of the options that are available for those looking to study at university?
The first year of the undergraduate degree is a pretty general year. You do a lot of your units the same as all health sciences, or was the case for me at Curtin anyway, here in Perth.
So you studied at Curtin in Perth?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's kind of like, if I'm being completely honest, a bit of a boring teeth pulling year, to be honest, because it's quite general. It wasn't specific to medical imaging, but of course, I guess it's all applied in the end to healthcare in general. And then from there, second, third, and fourth years are more applicable to medical imaging. So it was a little bit more interesting, which is good. Sure. And what I liked about my undergraduate degree is that it was heavily practical based. So we got placed at different private or public institutions around Perth for a period of time to do some practical work.
Oh, great.
And yeah, we got some hands-on experience, so we weren't going out into the workforce once we graduated with absolutely no idea what the job involved. Sure. We had, yeah, that hands-on experience and opportunity to kind of network.
Yeah, look, I think that's really valuable to know that, you know, a health science or particularly a radiographer degree has practical experience within that. Or at least it did at Curtin, which is a big deal. I'm sure it would probably present a similar sort of scenario for other universities. And ultimately, that's obviously sounds like it was quite a good opportunity to kind of understand what the role entailed before actually getting into the workforce. So that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Look, let's move on to the next question. In your mind, what are the important qualities or skills needed to be a radiographer?
That's a good question. I would say skills that, only speaking from my experience as a radiographer in emergency hospital. So
yep.
My answers might differ to someone who works in like a private clinic per se.
Sure.
But I would say you have to be adaptable because people coming through the door in emergency aren't all the same and their injuries are different and their abilities are different. And the varying levels of sickness can pose a challenge in your workday. So just being adaptable and knowing the basics of the skills that you learn at uni, but then being flexible to adapt when those situations arise.
Sure.
Being a people person is really important.
Yeah. And I get the impression that you are one. So that's yeah. That's like you got that skill set covered. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really important. If you don't like people, then the job's not really for you because you can get compassion fatigue very quickly.
Right.
Especially sure. in a hospital situation, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. So I'd imagine then what you're saying is that you deal with patients, obviously, as part of the role. You're constantly dealing with people.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying is obviously that it's those interactions that you want to make sure that you've got a personable skill set, if you like.
Yeah,
that
can, like can good, help you to yeah.
navigate that.
Yeah, good interpersonal skills. Okay. And then you also have to have teamwork skills as well, because especially in a hospital setting, you're working not only with like your fellow radiographers, but you're also working with doctors and nurses and a whole team of people at times, especially in the emergency hospital setting.
Sure. Well, it sounds very interesting. It sounds like you get to be working with a bunch of disciplines, which is fantastic for variety. So that's fantastic. Awesome. All right, Libby. Well, look, let's move on to another question then. What career opportunities are available for you as a radiographer? So I presume that you graduated with a bachelor's in your case and yeah. with a, am I right in saying like a general sort of skill set or experience? And then are there other opportunities after that?
Yeah, absolutely. So within what we call a radiology department, there's lots of little, I call them little octopus tentacles, I guess. When you're straight out of uni, you qualified to work in X-ray, obviously as a junior. You're always junior when you first start out. And you get experience in general X-ray. And in my case, in a hospital setting, in theatre imaging, so imaging for surgeons up in theatre to help guide their management in the operations that they perform.
Mm-hmm.
And what we call screening, so that's kind of live imaging for doctors that don't really work in a surgical setting per se, but it's more like a quick intervention. Without going into too much detail, if I explained that right.
Sure, yeah.
And then from there, as you gain experience in, well, in my case anyway, there's opportunities to apply for further training on the job in CT, which is CAT scans, I guess. And
okay, and that's on the job training.
Yeah, on the job training, and also MRI as well was on the job training.
Sure. And what would something like that look like?
So for me in CT, I had to apply internally to get a training opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through a loose kind of 6 month training period where I got to kind of learn the ropes in CT and then moved on into ED CT. So it's a little bit more complicated in ED because you're obviously working with doctors who are making decisions on the fly based on what they see when you're scanning them. So being adaptable is very important in sure, that setting and it's a little bit more stressful.
I can see how. And so to clarify for those listening, I'm assuming ED means emergency department?
Yes, sorry, yeah.
No worries, that's fine. Yeah, department. Cool. Okay, yeah. Great, cool. And so then tell me, what would be the difference between, say, you know, doing general X-ray, doing CT scanning, doing MRI scanning for those who are trying to understand what modality that they might be interested in?
Look, like you get small tasters of these modalities when you're in uni. Sometimes you get the opportunity, or in my case anyway, to observe these different modalities. So that gives you a bit of a taste. So you do learn about them as well.
Okay.
But it's not really something that I really thought about or knew exactly what path I wanted to go down until I started working.
Sure.
Obviously, the place that you work really dictates that decision as well. Yeah, it's all about your personal experience and what you're ready for at the time and where you're working.
Sure, fantastic. And then I guess in a day-to-day sense then, it's the actual scanning itself. What's the difference between the three?
Oh, okay. So X-ray and CT, they use radiation. So they're radiation based.
Sure.
The CT is obviously a little bit more complicated in fact that it's using higher doses of radiation, I guess. And mm-hmm. there's a little bit more involved with CT scanning. For example, you use different contrast medias and things like that. It's very complicated and I could talk about it all day if I wanted to, but
right, sure.
just trying to keep it simple. And then MRI is different altogether in that it doesn't use radiation. It's using magnets. So,
mm-hmm.
and the images are quite different in appearance. So okay. it's learning on the job the differences and knowing what you need to do to give the answer that the doctor's looking for, if you can.
Cool. So basically to summarize then, there's opportunities after graduating and in the workplace to basically upskill yourself in using different types of scanning equipment and ultimately scan in different modalities.
Yeah, absolutely. And one that I didn't mention only because you need an extra qualification to do it, but it's ultrasound, and a lot of radiographers do go into ultrasound as well.
And what's the extra qualification required for that?
Yeah, you have to do a graduate diploma, which is an additional at least to 2.5 years if sure. you're doing it at full capacity, I guess.
Sure.
On top of your undergraduate.
Okay.
And speaking from experience, because I'm someone who has gone down that path, but recently decided to not go down that path anymore.
Okay.
It is quite tough.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I guess the key there is it's an option, isn't it? It's not like it's a requirement to do that additional training.
Absolutely. It is an option. And it's something that I actually think it's worth for, if you want my two cents, worth
of course, yep.
working as a radiographer first and building that skill set that comes with working with a multidisciplinary team and also just knowing how the department works and how the imaging department works and how they all work together to get answers for the patient and help in their treatment.
Sure. Wow. Amazing. Well, that's fantastic. Look, that's been really insightful. Thanks for sharing that, I guess, that understanding of what other opportunities lie beyond your degree. So that's fantastic. Look, let's move on to the next question then. I guess it's a big one. It's a big topic that a lot of people consider when they're trying to choose a career. So, Libby, tell us, what's the pay structure look like as a radiographer? And how far can it go?
It's a good question. It's something that everyone asks, I think. Look, like, I can't give exact numbers, mostly because I can't quite remember 100%. But and also, okay. I'm only speaking from my experience as someone who went straight from uni into work in the public healthcare system as a radiographer in the emergency hospital. So it may sure. vary. But as a graduate, my first salary was $75,000, around that, and that wasn't including things like overtime, shift work, loading, and on call. So there's opportunities to make more money if you want to.
Okay, great.
And then from there, each year your pay will go up in increments, which are kind of set increments, standardized. Everyone gets the same as they go along, and I guess you're paid in years experience, which is good because the stress of bargaining your increase in wages taken away, and also the union in the public system here in Perth is quite good wage bargaining, especially when things like inflation come into play.
So basically then what you're saying is there's a structure to it in the public sector. Obviously I'm assuming that's around being fair for all the workers, which is great.
Yeah.
So what does that look like then as you get progressed? Do you reach a threshold? Is there then opportunities for promotion to different style of role? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I think at my fifth year, I would have reached the threshold. I say would have because I no longer work at that institution anymore.
Sure.
So I would have reached the threshold of a level one radiographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I would have to interview for a promotion, if you want to put it that way, into the next pay grade.
Sure.
So my salary just before I left, with 4.5 years at my time there, was around 103,000. $1,000.
Nice. Cool. Fantastic. Yep. So obviously some room to grow there, really, basically from starting to getting more experience. And it's good. It sounds like the public sector acknowledges that. Do you know much about the private sector in terms of whether a similar structure or levels worked into the pay, salary and packaging and that?
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, the private sector is a whole different ball game.
Sure. Okay, cool. No worries. Fantastic. All right, Libby. Well, look, that's been really insightful. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So the next question is, Libby, as a radiographer, what are the most challenging parts of your role?
I guess this is going to vary for everyone and your personal journey. But for me, the most challenging part of my role was shift work. It really didn't agree with me, if I'm being completely honest.
Sure.
Working at all hours of the night. I just wasn't able to sleep during the day, no matter what I did or tried. It's just something that I couldn't do. So the sleep deprivation was a big problem for me.
Right. And to clarify, that's obviously working in the public sector and taking on that shift work.
Yeah, correct. It's part of the job. You have to do shift work in the public sector.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no option. I'd say that would be challenging. And then the other challenge that I found for me, and this is emergency department specific, was seeing just tragic accidents.
Sure.
You do learn over time. Sounds bad saying this, but you get a little bit desensitized to it and you learn how to deal with it yourself. But I think there's still a lot of work to do around debriefing for radiographers specifically when you see something quite tragic happen. But it's not uncommon to see people die, as sad as that sounds. And if you're not someone that can deal with that kind of thing, I guess for me, it's something that I know I can deal with, I could deal with, and something that I did experience as a student, so I wasn't blindsided. But if it's something you definitely know you can't deal with, probably working in the emergency department isn't for you.
Sure. And I guess it's probably worth then mentioning that working in the emergency department as a radiographer isn't a requirement in the public sector. It's an option. Is that correct?
Look, I can only speak from my experience. I guess in other major hospitals in Perth, you do get rotated through the emergency department as a requirement, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not too sure about other places within Australia or the world.
Sure. And then I guess then the private sector is where you would maybe avoid having to work in an emergency department if that wasn't something that you would like to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. There's some private institutions that work through hospitals, but whether not all of them have an emergency department, so you might not be exposed to that.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, no problem.
The place where I worked is a bit of a exception.
Sure. Sounds like it was quite a busy hospital.
So, yeah, a major trauma hospital. So.
Okay. So that would make sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, look, thanks for providing that insight. That's fantastic. So does radiography have a structured work-life balance in your mind?
This question is hard because shift work does provide some time for you to have during the day to do things like have a dentist appointment, go to the doctor, schedule a massage if you're feeling fancy. So in that aspect, I guess, yes. But, and I guess if you do work weekends, for me, it was a requirement to work weekends every now and then, at least two a month. And if you do work a weekend, you get one rostered day off during the week. So that allows you to have a little bit of time back, but you really have to make a conscious effort to make a work-life balance. For me, it's something that I didn't really have as a junior radiographer just starting out because I was striving to find my place in the workplace, I guess. But burnout can be a result of that. So I learned how to get a work-life balance very quickly.
Sure. Wow, that's very insightful. Thank you very much. Awesome. Well, Libby, look, that's all for questions we have today. I just want to thank you so much for providing your time and providing answers to these questions from our students and For our listeners, for anyone who may have additional questions for Libby that weren't covered in today's episode and would like to connect, just simply visit the CareerView website at careerview.com.au. There you'll find Libby's profile and you can send her more questions. And as always, with each episode, please remember to submit the questions you want to know, especially for young professionals who have been through it. Thanks very much, Libby.
You're welcome.